Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Station. From 104.5 The Zone, an hour of talk about sports, Nashville, and more with Ned Michaels and Bob Mueller. Phone lines are open at 615-737-1045. This is Michaels and Mueller, presented by Franklin American Mortgage Company on 104.5 The Zone.
A good Wednesday to you out there, Nashville. It is Michaels and Mueller. Mueller, we don't know where he is. The election came, it went. Yeah. He gone.
He gone.
Chris Sanders in the house.
What's
and Ryan
up, man?
A Mud behind the glass, dropping some Michaels and Mueller. 615-737-1045. This is your show.
Your show.
Want you involved. We're expecting you to drive the train. What do you want to talk about? 615-737-1045. Chris, the time change has got us off. We're here on the wrong day at the wrong time.
I'm still asleep. What'd you say? I'm still asleep. I'm telling you, my body's so jacked up right now because I got a whole bunch of sleep, and with the time change, and all of a sudden it's like getting dark earlier.
Right.
I don't know what the heck is going on.
See,
you got to help me.
I like the time change.
Do you? Yeah. I don't like it.
I like it because I'm now kids come inside earlier. We eat a little earlier. We're in bed a little
earlier. But it's getting dark at 4:30.
I know.
I mean, and you know, and I like to watch my shows. I love Judge Judy.
I know you love some
and,
Judy.
And I like it when it's light out there because when it actually comes on at 3:30 and 4, you know, and when I watch it, you know, I want it to be dark. I mean, I got to see Judge Judy in the light.
Judy at 4, you're DVR.
I actually do. I love it.
Because you got a big football game coming up
do.
On Friday.
Yeah, we do against Briarcrest. They got some talent, and we just got to go out there and play ball. We're going to respect our opponent. This is a lot of coach talk. Respect our opponent.
Right. All
we, just got to go out there and do our job and take one play at a time.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah. It's the biggest cliche in all of sports.
Biggest cliche, one play at a time.
But if you can do it.
Yeah, but what does it mean to take one play at a time? What the heck does that mean?
I don't know. You can only do one play at a time anyway.
I know, but see, we know that. Take one play at a time. We're going to do our job. We're going to be come on, just tell me what's up.
If you're just catching us for the first time here at Michaels and Mueller because it's Wednesday at 8, we're normally on Tuesday at 7. Chris Sanders, Titans great, Super Bowlian. Is that it?
I mean, say that one more time. You started off well.
Great. Chris Sanders is the receivers coach out at NBA.
Uh-huh.
Playoffs have started. You guys had a terrific season. Only loss, right?
We had one loss. Lost to MUS.
MUS, that's right. And then you beat some big-time teams.
We did.
So you got to buy in the first round of the playoffs, but here you go.
Man,
you're
we
in
are.
Business this Friday.
I mean, we're excited. And the one thing I love about this team is, you know, we have this saying that we say is, we don't want you to buy in, we want you to trust in. I know we kind of look at our roster, and we might not have, you know, the speedy guy, the speedy receiver, or the big back, but you have 11 guys at one time performing their duty. And we always hear coaches talk about, well, we love our players and love this. But sometimes when things go wrong, you can kind of see what your team is made of.
Mm.
And I can actually say that these guys actually love each other. And we always talk about, who else? It was a guy who said this. He says, if you love somebody, it's going to challenge your want to. It's going to challenge, and I'm going to explain it. When you love somebody, you're going to do everything in your power to make sure they're okay. If I'm on the line and I'm supposed to block the three technique, I'm going to give everything I have because I love my teammate. If I have to dive for a ball, I'm going to want to do it because I love my teammate. That's what it means to not just buy in, but to trust in.
Folks, this is why I love me some Chris Sanders. Okay? You're right there. You just got psychology.
I don't know what I said.
You got coaching and you got technical speak.
I appreciate
and
it, man.
All of it is intriguing. I just listen.
Thank
that's
you so much.
That's so true, though.
It is.
I mean, it's being in a marriage or in a relationship.
Yes.
Where you love the other person and like having kids.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to put them first. You want to make sure they're well, protect them.
No doubt. And our head coach, Marty Everard, I mean, he's probably one of the best head coaches I've been around. He said this, and I'll never forget this, when we first got to NBA. He said, if we don't have unity as a coaching staff in this room, how do we expect our team to have unity? So it starts with us. It starts with me. It starts with Coach Everard. It starts with Coach Barclay. It starts with Coach Chauvin. those guys. So I can't say, you know, my players, y'all love each other, and I'm yelling at my coach, or I'm not listening to my head coach. Yeah, we're going to have our differences, and yeah, we're going to get mad at each other, but at the end of the day, those guys in my coach room are my brothers and not just my friends. And that's not just coach talk. That's really not. We have a staff. I'm not saying everything's perfect. We have a staff that men can say to each other that I love you. It's not being soft. It's not being weak. It's just that we love each other, and we're going to coach our tails off to make sure these kids love each other.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
Because you hear about this. Mm-hmm. You hear about team chemistry and teams come together. This is a two-part question. Mm-hmm. Can it be built, or is it organic? And if it can be built, how do you build it?
You build it in two-a-days. And we went to Bell Buckle, and there's nothing, no disrespect, there's nothing in Bell Buckle but mosquitoes that's going to bite you. So that's where you start building camaraderie. That's when you start building character. That's when you see that when you go through tough times and you don't want to practice, who's the leaders that's going to step up? It's got to be built. Like, I hate to say this, but Butch Jones used to say brick by brick. That's not a good slogan. But it's built. It's built when you get up at 6 in the morning when you're tired. It's built when you're sitting at the training table when guys are
building relationships. Yeah, but all teams do that.
They all do.
Some teams, the Jacksonville Jaguars, by the way, right. Undertone, undercurrent theme of tonight's show is Chris Sanders told you so. Uh-huh. Chris Sanders told
you.
If you've been listening to Michael Zamuler since last year, since the end of last season, since preseason, Chris Sanders told you. Okay, that's the undercurrent. And I'll touch on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. You called it that they were going to completely disintegrate and atrophy and turn inward on one another. Indeed, they have. But to your point of two-a-days and get it up at 6 in the morning and blood, sweat, and tears and all the cliches of football, everybody does that.
Yeah.
And there are teams that absolutely hate each other.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is, I said it before, that quote that I said, is when you love somebody, you're going to want to.
Right, but can you force? You can't force love.
You can't,
otherwise, Ryan ain't mud. You'd be married, baby.
You know, but the thing about it is, Coach Everard says this all the time, it can't be phony.
Right.
It can't be phony. I can't say I love you and then I'm talking bad about you. That just doesn't work.
Then is it organic? Does it just...
You got to build it. And that's where you build trust, because you got a lot of guys that have different personalities, but it's not about your personality. It's adapting to the vision that the head coach is presenting in front of us. And I got two choices: that when things go wrong, am I going to get bitter or am I going to get better? And there's going to be times where I get mad. There's going to be times where coach is going to get mad. But at the end of the day, it ain't about you. It ain't about the coaching staff. It ain't about the players. It's about us coming collectively and becoming a family. We say this all the time. It's so cliche. It's, all right, you're my family. You're my bud. I went to Cleveland when I got cut from the Tennessee Titans. And we said that, oh, you're my family. You're my brother. But then all of a sudden, you have a whole bunch of receivers here and you're talking to the quarterback and they're laughing and joking. And then that quarterback leaves and you're talking about how ugly his girlfriend is.
Mm. Or what kind of... Was she ugly?
She had a unibrow. I mean...
NFL quarterback can't have no girlfriend with a unibrow.
But that's what I'm talking about. If I'm supposed to be your brother and I'm supposed to say I love you, when you leave the room, my actions are going to be actually the same as opposed to if you were there. That's listen.
Do the Titans have it?
I think they do. They're getting it. I mean, and I'm not just saying this because they won the game, because if you look at when they lost those three games, did you hear any finger pointing? No.
No.
This is what Mike Vrabel said. He said, we welcome adversity. When you have your leader saying, welcome it, let's welcome adversity, and those guys follow suit, now you got something.
615-737-1045. It's interesting stuff, because chemistry...
It makes a difference.
Makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And if you don't have it, it's hard to win. Now, I think of the 85 Bears.
Yeah.
The 85 Bears, the offense and the defense literally could not stand each other. Buddy Ryan... hated Mike Ditka and vice versa. They literally couldn't stay in the same room for more than 5 minutes. They beat the bag out of each other on the practice field.
Right.
But it was almost like we've got oil and we've got water, and they're so separate. Right. But between their units, the offense loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
The defense, we know
that
they loved playing with each other. So they were able to accomplish greatness and win a Super Bowl. But when you have... just little sprinklings of
it. Right.
Just, you know, we see Dez Bryant, for example, has signed with the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
there was a reason that he hasn't been picked up prior to now.
It's like this. I like to give this illustration. Okay, you just said oil and water, right? It don't mix because you don't have the right ingredients. When you make Kool-Aid, if you have Kool-Aid, right, you have water and you have the Kool-Aid. But when you add that sugar, you taste it. It's sweet, right? The ingredients from building a great team is love. And if you can add that ingredients to your team, to a business, to a marriage, to a relationship that you're in, you add that ingredient, your team tastes sweet, your marriage tastes sweet, your friendship tastes sweet. Why? Because that's the main ingredient, and the main ingredient is love. Not fake or phony. It's saying, you know what? I love my brother. I may not like you. Your breath may stink sometime, but away from that, the ingredients that's going to keep the glue together is love. Period. Dang gummit.
I think we're done. That's it for the night. Thanks, everybody. Waxing poetic, Chris Sanders. This is good stuff. Man. All right, let's hit the phone lines. John is on his cell phone. John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, John. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
So proud of just what you said. I was explaining to the other gentleman that I just left church from a we have a Wednesday night men's group, and we call it a men's fight group, and because we're fighting for what's best for this world, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And so one of the things that we're in right now is called Divine Direction. If you haven't read the book, I recommend that you get it. But one thing, it's in Acts with Paul, and he said, you know, if you don't have resistance or if you do not go into some things uncertain, how can you have faith? And that I think that carries over to the football field, because I know it has with the Titans, but I just feel like, you know, they weren't prepared for the uncertainty, and they was not prepared for the risk that they were getting ready to take. So how could they have faith in their brother that they're lined up next to in the mud? You know, and that's what I used to remember seeing. I'm a whole lot older than you are. I'm retired.
Okay.
And I used to see you and Eddie George and Steve McNair and
there was
Runyon.
Some sugar right there.
There was some sugar right there.
And Runyon and, you know, and all of those guys, you know, they really, I believe, they loved each other.
Yeah.
And I just don't see that right now with our Titans. I love them, but, you know, man, what you're saying about those kids that you help mentor there.
Thank you.
It makes me feel great.
Man,
and,
thank you so much.
You know, just God bless you and
thank you so
all
much.
The work that you do.
Thank you. See,
that's all I got to say.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate
you know, we. Oh, you want to go to lines?
No, go
you know,
ahead.
It's. I just want the listeners, just for about a minute and a half, I'm just going to kind of look like share a little story of what love looks like. You know, I was watching on YouTube one day, and there was a man that had cerebral palsy and that was paralyzed. And he went to his dad, and he said, "Dad, I want to run a triathlon.
Triathlon.
Where you got to swim 10 miles, you got to bike 26, and you got to run 26.
How can this kid do it?
He's like, how can this? I mean, he couldn't walk.
Right.
But you know what the dad said? You know what he was motivated by love is he picked, like he would, like when he was running the 26 miles, he was pushing them and he ran 26 miles. When he swam, he was, Joey Kent just walked in the room. Oh my gosh. Hold on, man. I just got just distracted.
Let's get him some headphones.
Joey Kent, I didn't mean to mess up. I messed up the story, but Joey Kent from, hey.
No. Come on, grab some headphones if
grab
you want.
Grab some headphones. Sit down. Now, what was the story I was saying?
How about this? Let's take a quick
break. Yeah, let's take a quick break.
You got a few minutes? Can you sit?
Sit down, man.
Come on with it. All right. We'll be right back. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. I love it. You never know who's going to be around.
Oh, man.
Well, you never know what's going to happen on Wednesday night. At the studio here, 104.5 The Zone, Michael Zamuler. Mueller's gone.
Yes.
The stash.
No, the stash.
He's out covering the election. Chris Sanders in studio. Ned Michaels along with Ryan A. Mudd. And how about Joey Kent dropping
in? What's going on, guys?
Thanks for spending a little time with
us. Anybody in this building.
Anybody.
Yeah. Just let anybody come into the studio these days, man.
Hey, so we were talking about, you were telling the story of the father who had a son who was paralyzed and was swimming him and running with him and pushing him in. Incredible. You're talking about love earlier.
Yeah.
And then between off air, you all were talking about the team in 99 and the love that you all had for each other. Can you expound on that? Can you Can you somehow bring it to life for us? What was it really like being in that locker room?
You know, we had a lot of great talent in that receiver room. We had me, Joey Galloway, Joey Kent, Yancey Thigpen, Isaac Byrd. You had guys that
Dyson
that could have played on different teams and all been starters. But the thing about it is we actually love each other and we love being around each other, and it wasn't fake or phony. You know, and if Dyson caught five balls or J.K. caught a touchdown, whatever, nobody cared because our vision was to come together as a family and win a championship.
I mean, that's what makes good teams, right? I mean, you see the Titans this year. You can tell those guys generally like each other. They want each other to do well. I was watching Twitter, looking at Twitter this summer, and I saw guys working out together, hanging out together, defensive backs, receivers, getting together with Mariota. That's what it takes in this league, man. You can have all the talent in the world, but you have to have that chemistry to come together and really pull for each other and like each other. And you can see what happened on Monday night, man. Yeah. It was fun to see.
You had
so much adversity in that first quarter, but they fought back, and the end result was just so beautiful to see. You saw the locker room celebration. That's what I missed the most.
Oh, I miss it too. Yeah,
and then it's obviously we can't play the game now. Maybe you can, Chris, because
you
got a
work
bunion.
Out.
You got a bunion.
There it is. He knows
work
about
out. Chris works out.
That's
another story.
Pump the brakes. I've seen him work.
Yeah,
out.
He works out
it's
more.
Cell
than,
phone in one hand, right, and then waving right. and talking
but,
to fans in the other.
But it's all
it's
upper body.
And half and like,
but it's all upper body.
That is
like,
true. It like is all
like
upper body.
He skipped leg day for 10 years.
I chose him.
It's all shrugs. It's just like
that's unbelievable.
How many shrugs can you do, Chris? I mean. How many shrugs can you do?
Like, it's damn, just, I gotta get have a good trap muscle.
But no, man, that's what you miss. You miss the locker room. You miss the relationships. But
can you replace that?
No.
How hard is that?
That's what a lot of guys struggle with. Once they're done with playing ball, I mean, you miss the game, but you miss those relationships. You miss the locker room. It's just tough to replace. We all have friends and. But it's just something about going through an off season with somebody, with your teammates, mm-hmm. going through a season, going through adversity. It's something about that that just makes you, well, just kind of turns you into a family.
And you've been doing it since, well, high school for sure, mm-hmm. if not into middle school.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about Chris, man, but it was, you know, the first couple years outside of football, man, it felt like a fish out of water.
When the off season starts now, does your body still kind of go back to that chemistry? Need to start working out.
You smell the grass,
right? Yeah, and your mind then starts to go to
you run a route
until you try to run full speed. That's when it stops. But no, man, it's something about the game of football in general. Mm-hmm. When you have. You know, 40, 50, 60, 70 guys on the team all pulling in one direction. And when you have all that, those guys pulling in one direction, it's just a beautiful thing.
What about a team like the Buffalo Bills? Mm-hmm. 2-7, Nathan Peterman is starting. It's pretty much clear that they've waved the white flag. This poor guy is throwing interceptions all over the joint.
Yeah.
How does that team, they can love each other, but how does that work?
But you got to trust the process. And I know that's coach talking cliche, but you got to trust the process. Just like in 1998 and 1997, when we first moved here, we were the laughing stock of the NFL from Houston to Tennessee. When we go to Memphis to Vanderbilt, you're talking about, and then the TSU. So, you know, you're in a situation where, like, man, you don't even feel like an NFL football player. But when you have a guy like Bruce Matthews and, you know, Brad Hopkins, guys like that, the leaders that's been around to keep each other together, then that's what makes it sweet when you come together in 1999 and go to the championship.
That's very true. But when you have your starting quarterback is Peterman, it's kind of hard to trust that process.
Right. It is.
I mean, it is. I mean, you have, you know, he's.
That's right. I know you got to tread lightly here. You know, I understand that.
Obviously he went to Tennessee, and I actually want him to do well, but he's not the leader of that team. Yeah. He's not a starting quarterback in the league, and it's hard to trust the process. And especially mm-hmm. you have guys that's been playing in the league 8, 9, 10 years. You know the league is year to year. You don't know when you're gonna be out of the league. You don't know when you're gonna make the playoffs. So you have a lot of guys probably in that locker room looking around like, wait, we have, you know, Peterman. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's through injury, but Peterman is starting. We basically don't have a shot. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking basically for next year.
Right.
Yeah. And that's tough for, you know, a veteran that wants to make it to the playoffs or wants to do well, looking for that next contract, looking for another team, and you have that type of commotion at the top.
You know, because, you know, Steve McNair kind of went through the struggling process when he first got in the league, but he was a little different because he was like, he worked. I mean, he worked and
he was a leader too, though.
Yeah. And but he never lift weights. I mean, his strength is awful, but he's got that grown man strength.
Right.
But when you watch him work, you watch him go through adversity, you watch him go through the struggles, but he stayed with the process. And I agree with you. He's one of those natural leaders that you see that, okay, if he gets it, he gets it. And that year he won the MVP, it shows that he wanted it.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the first year for Peyton Manning.
75 interceptions.
Right. I set the record.
But who's his teammate? He's in the studio.
But you still trusted the process, right? You still believed in him.
But you saw his talent, though,
right.
too.
Yeah.
I mean,
Peyton Manning ain't got no talent? Is it that bad?
That made it easier for that franchise at the time to trust the process because of the talent of Peyton Manning. You knew he was going to figure it out. He was going to work hard to figure it out. And obviously, Hall of Fame career and you saw what he's done, what he did over his career. It's easier to do it, to trust that process when you have that leadership, when you have from the top down, from Dungy. I mean, it's easier to do it when you don't have that, when you don't have that leader like that.
Okay, let's say you at the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a great wide receiver. You went to the University of Tennessee, went to Tennessee Titans. You're at the Buffalo Bills now, and you see your quarterback struggling, and you see, like, you're saying to yourself, he's not good at all. How do you handle it as a wide receiver and as a professional?
Man, you just said it at the end. You have to be a pro. Yeah. I mean, that's what Coach Steckel, that's what Coach Fisher preached all the time. You have to be a pro. You have to do your job. I mean, and obviously, it takes 11 guys offensively to have a successful play. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes 11 guys to have a successful play, but you have to do your job. You have to be at your position. You have to be at your point. You have to be at your yard line as far as what your route is going to be. You just have to be a pro, man.
It sounds like each route that you run, you judge on, I ran that route perfectly.
Mm.
And you don't worry about the results of it. I ran it perfectly. I was wide open. I didn't get the ball. Or it was 4 yards behind me and it was interception. I guess that's what you were saying. Like, back to your point earlier of, you know, one play at a time, especially when things are bad. And we talked about this after the shutout, when the Titans got completely hammered and blitzed and sacked 11 times. Sometimes when it all is awful and you kind of hit rock bottom, you simplify the process, right? And the expectations are out the window. And now it's literally just put one foot in front of the other. And we talked about, that's when we thought we were going to see the Titans maybe start to pick it up a little bit. And indeed they have.
I think when we hit rock bottom was when we were at Memphis. And this was our last game in Memphis. We were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we walked out, and they booed us. It was all Pittsburgh Steelers fans. So you're talking about the low of low. You're talking about, like, man, I don't even want to be here. But we had some leaders that said, you know what, guys, let's trust the process. Even though I was like, man, is this what the NFL is about? Seriously. I mean, you're like, man, this is crazy. You're getting booed in Memphis, and it's all Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and that's supposed to be our home field. But I had to look at myself and say, you know what? I have to trust the process. Yeah, I'm not catching as many balls as I want to, as I did in my rookie season. So what? I got to trust the process, trust the vision as the coaches, and believe in our teammates. And that's what we did.
So I'm looking at the Titans season this year. Is the Bills' loss, is that rock bottom, you guys?
The Bills'
loss. That's a good question. Bob Mueller, if he were here, would say yes. He would say that's the worst loss of the season, the Bills' loss.
No, I say Ravens.
Right, and so it's a coin flip between those two, but that's a good question.
But it's just talent-wise.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
We shouldn't have lost to them.
Yeah, but we got to remember that the Bills' defense was
there.
They had a good defense.
You're right about that.
But you're right, but is it the lowest? Because if Nick Williams catches the ball, we wouldn't even be
having this conversation.
We wouldn't have this conversation.
You're right.
I agree with you 100%.
That was cold. What happened to?
Get up at it. Hey, can I talk to him? Can we have receiver talk real quick?
Let me step out.
Let's just see. Because a lot of times the receivers get blamed for a lot of stuff, right? Am I right or wrong?
That's very true.
Okay. On that first interception to Nick Williams, was it Mariota's fault or Nick Williams' fault? Talk to me, please.
Oh, man.
Come on, big dog.
Don't put me on the spot like that, man. Don't do me like that,
Nick
man.
Williams, he's already been let go, so you can say whatever you really want to say.
Whose fault was it?
It was the receivers.
Dang gummit, no! You know the why? I'm going to say why. And the reason why I say why is because it was a side adjust, and Nick Williams looked quick. And Mariota didn't see him, and then he looked again, and then Mariota threw it, and now it's picked. And I may be wrong. I mean, I'm just saying what I see. You might be 100% right. But I thought because there was pressure coming, and Nick Williams looked quick, and then he tried to run a field, and then Mariota threw it. You know, so.
It was just from the quarterback receiver, it was just bad communication.
Yeah, that's
good. And how much did they work on that? How much did they work on that in practice would have to have him in that situation at that time? And
he just got picked up, didn't he?
I don't know.
Because they cut him, and then they brought him back, and he played that week, right?
He played against us the following week.
Dang, what's going on?
And if you're just joining us, by the way, Michael Zmuller, Bob's out covering the election.
The stash.
It's Wednesday night at 8. Times change. It's getting dark at 4:30. But it has worked out beautifully because I am sitting between
Joey Kent's
two
a dude,
great
man.
Storytellers.
Joey Kent's a dude, man.
My man.
Man, I'm just
Chris
this,
Sanders and Joey Kent.
I'm just in this
talking.
Building, man. I was walking out. I saw a man tippy toes in here. I just said hello to him. And but it's good to see you, man.
It's always good to see you. I'm telling you, he's not just a great player, but he's a great man, you know, and he's one of those guys, one of those teammates, and I'm not just saying this because we're on the air, but he's one of those teammates that you love being around. He was funny, had charisma. He wouldn't block nobody. I ain't going to mark him. You know, he ain't going to block nobody.
I said that was my forte because I didn't catch any balls. I mean, I was the best there. I was the best blocker on the team because I didn't catch any balls. So I said, I got to do something.
I ain't either. I was going to get some linebacker pads,
I used to dig those safeties out. Man, I was the best at it on the team. I had to find my niche, man, because I wasn't getting the ball, so I had to find my niche on the Titans back then.
But when you're talking about love and the chemistry of a team, you can tell between you all.
I don't know
when the last time you saw each other, but you can tell it's like old friends.
It's been about a year.
Just picking up like you hadn't missed a second.
Because he's not just my teammate. We formed a bond, and he's my brother.
Yeah.
You know that I can go for 2 years and not see him or not see Dyson or not see Mace, and it'd be like we've never left.
Again, that's what football does, though. Mm-hmm. On any level, if you have a team that really likes each other and forms that chemistry, you can pick up like that. You have some teams, even in the league, you can see it on the high school level, college level. Tennessee, over the years, you can tell the chemistry was not there. Obviously, it starts from the top down, but you can look at Ohio State this year.
Yeah, perfect example.
It's just something. You don't know what it is,
right?
But you can see it's something going on. The talent is there. Obviously, you have a great head coach. Obviously, stuff that went on this offseason that kind of bled into this season. But it's something going on with that team. And the only thing I can kind of point to is the chemistry of it because the talent is there.
It's, you're right. Ohio State has some of the best talent in the country.
Absolutely.
But it's like this. We talked about the Kool-Aid, right?
Mm.
That if you make Kool-Aid and you put the Kool-Aid in there and you put water, you're going to taste it. It ain't going to taste right because you don't have that ingredient. And when you add that sugar, you'll be like, woo.
Now we're cooking.
That's some good Kool-Aid. But it's the same thing. If you have some players and you have some coaches, but you don't have no chemistry, it's not going to work.
You look like a heavy Kool-Aid, like a heavy sugar guy.
Come on, man.
You pour sugar in. I know we're on radio, but if you just see me, it's like you have a bag of sugar.
A 10-pound bag.
Right. You just pouring it in.
Put some on there.
Hey, that's why he's doing all that trap work in the truck.
You guys got to see.
That's what you should be for Halloween, the Kool-Aid guy.
Hey, Kool-Aid.
Man, if you ever see Chris work out, man.
Stop it, man.
I mean, again, I'm, it's no joke,
I'm
man. It's
the whole
no,
time.
There's no legwork. I mean, absolutely none. Like,
was that true
zero.
When he was playing?
Yes.
Did we lift weights?
This has been going on for 20 years, man. It looks like he has shoulder pads underneath his shirt right now. That's how big his traps are.
That's true.
It's like you have, remember the old shock pads?
Yeah. You didn't blue ones.
It's like you have some shock pads on.
Man, why you got to call me, man?
I'm just saying, man, your shoulders are huge, man.
Stop it, man.
But your legs are, I'm done.
Unbelievable, man.
Hey, Joey, before we let you go, two things.
Yes, sir.
Give us all the 411 on how we can find your show, how we can listen to it.
Yeah.
And then
you, man.
I'm going to skip ahead a couple of weeks. I might not get this opportunity again to ask you, Vanderbilt in Tennessee, who you got?
That's an easy question. I'm not going to pick against my school. No, we come on 2.5 hours before every game. It's Tennessee Tailgate Show. Jason Martin and I, it's an hour show. We have former players on every week, and we kind of have a good time. We talk about Tennessee, obviously, but we talk about the SEC, what's going on in college football. It's a fun show. We've been doing it for 9 years now.
Yeah,
I can't believe I can't believe they let me in this building for 9 years.
We say the same thing.
Because I can't really communicate. I can't really talk well.
Man,
they let me do it.
Like
they let me do it for 9 years. So we have a good time. The show comes on at 12 o'clock on this Saturday. So looking forward to kind of talking to Travis Stevens. We have him on this week.
And great.
Again, we have former players on every week. We've been doing it for 9 years, and it's just awesome, a fun show to kind of talk about Tennessee football.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us. I mean, this was a completely serendipitous happening, but thanks. I really enjoyed the conversation.
I enjoyed y'all.
Good to hear each other. Man,
I love
each
this
other
guy.
Work on your legs, man.
We're going to swim it.
Work on your legs, man. That's all. That's
so,
all.
Tomorrow I'm doing. I'm working on legs tomorrow.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
No. He's gonna look at him.
This trip, walking on a treadmill. Can I walk on it? That's what.
No, man.
Come on,
you gotta,
can I walk on a treadmill? Does that count?
No.
No, you got a bunion. You can't walk on a treadmill.
That thing is swole. Not swole, but swole.
Hey, Vic, you're on. You've been on the line for 24 minutes.
Oh my God.
We are going to get to you right when we come back.
Sorry,
I promise. That's next, Michael Zamula. That was fun. That Joey Kent, Chris Sanders. Go ahead. A little bit more time left on Michaels and Mueller. About 20 minutes, actually. Ned Michaels alongside Chris Sanders, Ryan A. Mudd behind the glass tonight. And how cool was that? Joey Kent just dropping in for a few minutes.
What a guy, man. And, you know, I haven't seen that dude probably about a year and a half, and it just feels like yesterday because we always talk about a family and a bond. I mean, when he walked in the room, you see me just stop talking because it was just really cool to see
you can
him.
Tell.
It really was. It really, really was.
615-737-1045. Get involved with us. We're brought to you by Franklin American Mortgage. Get involved with them. 1-800-295-1020. If you're looking to refinance your house or you're purchasing a new house, which a lot of people are doing nowadays in Nashville, Franklin American Mortgage Company, they're your people. They understand their business. You can trust them. I refinance with them. Promise you they're going to treat you right. 1-800-295-1020. It's time that we treat Vic right.
Yeah, come
on,
man.
Vic has been on hold basically the entire show, so let's give him his due. Vic, how are you?
Patience is a virtue.
Well, you have it, my friend, in spades.
I have a question, and then I have a 20-second story about Chris Sanders.
Uh-oh. You've earned it.
My question to Chris is, have all the coaches of NBA sat around and just said, you know what? We've done this for years. Mm-hmm. We've got an MBA at the program that we want to be at.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we get ourselves together as a coaching staff and go Division I AA college? But before we do that, we need to groom some players,
mm-hmm.
some guys coming back, and make sure the program stays on tap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my 20-second story is,
mm-hmm.
I had some middle school kids at a football game. I think it was when y'all played Trinity. Mm-hmm. And Mike Quick was there.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw you walking across the field. And I said, kids, I'm giving you 10 seconds. You see that gentleman right there? Tell me what you see about him. You got 10 seconds. Wow. 10 seconds ago, I said, what's the first thing you observed about him? And only one kid said, coach, he walking on the ball of his feet.
Yeah.
He must run track. I said, that's a track man that loves to play football.
Mm.
Now y'all get the message. As you to this day, Chris, I still shake my head about that sand pit. You were in 4-3 in that sand pit.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let you tell the story about that. Yeah. I had to go to Chris and apologize to him every time I say, man, golly, but it works.
Yeah, it does.
I'm going to let you tell Ray Owens about that sand pit.
I appreciate it.
I'll let you at the game, man.
Let's do it, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right. Love you, man.
Lay, love you too, bro. See, man, that's why I love my job right there, man. I mean, the sand pit, I was working out at, I think it was a CPA. I hope this is the right story. And there was a guy that was training me in there. And he timed me in a 40-yard pit, and I ran 4-3.
In sand. Shut your face.
Flying. That was when I didn't have that bunion.
Stop with your Spanish. Are you serious?
Yeah, I was rolling, man. I was rolling. That was when I was in shape.
Insane.
I mean, I was digging. I mean, I was.
That's the kind of thing.
Insane.
Right. In sand.
Insane.
That's the kind of thing that recruiting videos are made out of nowadays.
But see, my fastest time, nobody knows is.
I do.
And I don't like talking about myself.
I'll talk about your fastest time is 4.1.
4.19 on the track. That was hot in Houston. And my second fastest time was after my rookie season. They timed me on the grass, 4.23. And that was when I had more hair and I didn't have a
bunion. My car doesn't even do it that fast.
Champ, that was when I was, when I had legs. You know, Joey Kent just busted me out and said I had skinny legs. That was when funny. I had big legs.
Now, is that stopped or is that running?
I have like a little running start, maybe like a yard, because you can't really dig.
Yeah.
But I just, did my thing.
So Vic asked, and this is an interesting question because I've often wondered this as well. He asked, and mine's a little bit off on the side tangent, so I'm going to throw them at you both. Vic asked, why wouldn't an entire coaching staff, a high school coaching staff, say go to a college program and say hire us all, and we're going to bring some of our players with us? And then my question is, why wouldn't a college program go to a really good high school team and offer the entire, say, offensive line, or the assuming they're all seniors, right? Or the entire defense, like bring the entire unit. If they're a state champion team, they've already got chemistry.
Bring all the players.
Yeah, exactly. Offer the entire unit.
I just think that some colleges are looking for a certain player. I mean, there's if you have an offensive line, you have a guard, tackle, center. All guys have different characteristics and have different talent. So, and all of them don't have the same talent. That's why some are guards and some are centers and some are tackles. And I just think that whatever program that you have, you get the guy that fits your system.
But if you really stink, why not roll the dice? Why not say, I want the whole team?
That's a good point.
Give me everybody.
I mean, that's a great point. I mean, if they all stink, then you should get everybody on that team to bring them.
Now, what about a coaching staff? Because, you see it in the pros when a head coach will get a new job, a new head coaching job, or a coordinator gets a head. They take their whole staff with them for the most part.
Because they're all familiar with each other.
So why not college? Why not? I understand why you wouldn't go college to the pros, but why not take a high school coaching staff who has great success and bring them in to do a college job?
I mean, I would love to. I mean, look at the coach from Coach Pruitt.
Yeah.
He was at Hoover. I think he was at Hoover, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's basically hired all those guys from there to come. So
here's our beta test.
Yeah.
I wonder if this has been done. This has
to be. Oh, perfect example. Coach Heimendinger. Coach Heimendinger came from, he didn't go to college. He didn't coach in college. He went from high schools straight to the pros. So those guys that he had in high school that he knew, he coached with him at Denver and coached at different places.
He bring him in as he could?
As he could. Because you can't just bring everybody in.
And Vic's scenario is just bring everybody.
Bring everybody.
You clear house. If you were the Buffalo Bills, why not clear house?
Look at Mike Vrabel. Look at the coaches that he's brought. He brought Combs. He brought guys that he's familiar with and that he's coached with to coach the Tennessee Titans.
Speaking of clearing house.
Oh, don't say it.
I've been trying to clean my house. I got stuff, Chris, I'm talking about not hoarder style, but not far out. So, I got stuff everywhere now.
Come look at my room, dude.
I'm talking about, so I'm going to have to go over to Lindell Jewelers and buy my wife something nice here.
You better do it, mister.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, Christmas coming. Literally, you can't walk through our house right now.
You should see my room. I'm not being gross or anything, but I don't have any drawers left.
Everything's out.
It's out.
See, my thing is, if I put it away, I forget about it.
Do you?
If I will never wear it if I don't see it.
Yeah.
If it's work, I won't work on it if it's not out. So my office, everything is pinned up on walls. It's laid out on the floor.
Yeah.
It's in piles and it's organized to me. But if you walked in, you'd say, oh, no.
Yeah, but in my room, I have clothes everywhere. I wear the same two shirts to work out every day. I wear a black one that says Doers and I wear a red shirt that says NutriCheck or NutriShop. Those are the two shirts I wear. I mean, even when I go in the gym, they're like, Chris, do you wash your clothes? No.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. So I'm going to slide myself down to Lindell's just over in Brentwood.
Okay, nice.
Get a nice little something for the missus, maybe even pre-Christmas gifts.
But you'll forget it, though, just like you forgot your son's
kids. Yeah, but how are you going to do that to a guy? I can never forget Lindell Jewelers. Yeah. LindellJewelers.com. It's easy. Caroline and her staff, they treat you all so well. Unforgettable they are. Not like the Titans tickets.
Unforgettable? Who sung that?
Oh, boy.
Come on, man.
Was it Nat King Cole?
Nat King Cole, yeah.
Yeah.
Unforgettable.
This turned into a duet.
I'm Conway Twitty.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Ryan A. Mudd is saying break. Break. Mueller's out. We have nobody guiding the ship. We are lost in the fog. When we come back, we're going to part the waters.
Okay.
Talk about the Titans' Let's win against the Cowboys. You had some interesting observations. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to clean up the Chris Sanders, I told you so, undercurrent of the show. That's next. Michaels and Mueller.
Dumb.
Yeah, but some people would want to do that.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I always loved it. The break conversations with Chris Sanders here on Michaels and Mueller. Just one more segment, unfortunately. 615-737-1045. You want to try to get involved, please do. You can also check out The Grove at groveliving.com, 615-368-3044. They got this new Magnolia Park.
Whoa.
Chris, harkens back to a bygone era. Just beautiful homes.
Mm.
They're going to have their own clubhouse, their own pool, own restaurant.
No way.
Already with the amenities of the equestrian fields, the running trails, the golf course, the signature Greg Norman golf course. Wow. If you're looking to live right, The Grove is your place. Private resort living in Middle Tennessee. 615-368-3044. Hey, next week, let's talk about the conversation we just had.
Sure.
It was two kind of athletes or coaches. There's the one who basically believes they're on the stage in a theater, and they're entertaining, and it's a production.
Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the guy, the athlete, the coach, who's in the bubble, and nobody can get in the bubble when it's go time, when it's game time.
Mm.
Not mama, not the wife, not the kids. It's so locked in that everything else goes away.
Mm.
And it's interesting how they differ, and then it's interesting to listen to how you coach those guys.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're going to have to hold that conversation. I'm writing it down.
Time.
We'll have to put it till next week. Yeah, let's talk about the Titans.
Sure.
Nice win.
It was.
And it was funny because last week Mueller flipped.
Oh, yeah,
and the week before he was feeling good about Dallas during the bye week.
Yep.
And then he flipped and said, I don't feel good about it. And you and I said, you know what? We actually feel good about it.
You know, just looking at the whole scenario, I just think that the Dallas Cowboys didn't have the offense, an explosive offense, to do something with the Tennessee Titans. I know they got Amari Cooper, but I knew that they were going to double him and take him out the game. And I knew they were going to have eight or nine guys in the box to stop the run. So I just think that the Dallas Cowboys didn't have the firepower to beat the Tennessee Titans.
Mariota looked good.
He really did. I mean, the one thing that I love that he did is he was really poised.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't get flustered, even though he fumbled twice. He didn't get flustered. And he looked like he was in command. That makes a difference. When your leader is in command and he shows confidence, it's not that he's standing up. He didn't say too many words now, but his body language showed that he was in command. And when you have a leader in his body language, it shows, you know what, I'm in command. Even though I made mistakes, guys are going
to
follow that.
Yeah, he seemed to really be in control of what he was doing and where he was going. Spatial awareness, right? He was sliding in the pocket when he was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
He was rolling out. He was running when he needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to make the DBs for Dallas bite.
Yeah.
And he had a couple wonderful deliveries. Just right in the breadbasket, triple coverage. I mean, there were a couple of beautiful balls.
You know what's funny? Because I was thinking about this the whole day. It's all about execution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're happy right now because they finally are executing. If the New England Patriots, they execute like that every week. You know, even if they lose a close game, they're always executing. That's where the Tennessee Titans got to get. You can't execute against the Eagles and then lose against the Bills.
You know, that's really a good point because as a professional golfer, the one thing you're always chasing is consistency.
Consistency.
Because you know at your peak, you can compete with anybody.
Anybody, no doubt.
But how? It's not reasonable expectation to always perform at your peak.
Yeah.
But how can I consistently perform and execute at a better level? And the Titans have been inconsistent.
Yep. But look at the great quarterbacks and look at the great teams. Look at New England. They start off 1-2. And the reason why they were 1-2 is because they wasn't playing consistent ball. But once they start playing consistent ball, then everybody from the line to the wide receivers, everybody was doing their job. And if you look at what the Tennessee Titans did against Dallas, it's just that everybody was doing their job. Look at Jonnu Smith. We haven't heard anything from him. He did his job by making a big catch, and then on the shovel pass, you had the receivers that were running the correct routes, getting the right depth, and making those third down conversions. Now you got your leader in charge, which is Mariota. He made decisive decisions. If his first read wasn't open, he went to the second read. That just shows you if 11 guys are executing, you're going to get the perfect play.
Finally, feel like we're starting to get some chemistry there.
But then I don't want you to say next week, and if they lose, and you turn it around.
Well, that's the thing. It's hard to judge because the Dallas Cowboys themselves have been inconsistent. So when you've got two inconsistent teams, you don't know what you got from either one of them,
right.
But you do know what you're going to get from the Patriots next week.
You better not fumble twice inside the red zone. It could be 35-0 in the first 32 seconds. You can't. I'm just glad that the Dallas Cowboys didn't have a great offense because it was 7-0 Dallas, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get a fumble, and you have a chance to go 14-0, but then you have Dak that throws an interception, a bad ball, and it puts the other team back in position to come back.
In 15 seconds or less, what'd you think of going to the Star and celebrating?
Whacked. I mean,
that was less than 15 seconds.
I mean, that was whacked. Perfect. Whacked. Thank you. Whacked.
The undercurrent and undertone of this show was Chris Sanders told you
no,
so.
No, not me.
Okay, he got the Jacksonville Jaguars. He called their complete debacle of a season in the preseason when everybody thought they might go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
You preseason called Malcolm Butler, hey, watch out. This guy's got some top-end problems.
You're making me sound like the bad guy.
Hey, you're good at your job. And as an analyst, sometimes you have to call people out.
I mean, you got to look at – I've been around a lot of teams, and you kind of get a sense of what's going on. When you have a lot of me guys on the team, then guys are just focusing on themselves. But if you have guys that are focusing on the vision and the process of the team, then they're going to win games. So that's kind of what the problem is. And with Malcolm Butler, quickly, and I'll be quick, is when I saw the guy run from him, a receiver from Green Bay, run a deep route and he couldn't catch him, he was struggling, I was like, as a receiver, I'm licking my chops. Mm. And that's exactly what those teams are doing.
That music, that means it's time for us to head out. Derrick Henry, by the way.
Oh.
Before the season started, Chris Sanders said, watch out, we might should trade him. Turns out we tried last week.
You did too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was we both said that was his highest value before the season even started, and we tried to trade him. We couldn't get anything for him. Who knows? Who knows what time Michaels and Mule will be next week? But
be 12 o'clock.
Chris Sanders will be here. This is Ned Michaels, Ryan A. Mudd. Thanks, pal, and Joey Kent. Appreciate
it. JK. You.